With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. A missing plane has been found in Alaska. With more on the story, here is correspondent Mike Hempen.
Authorities say the wreckage of a plane located on sea ice matches the description of one that went missing in Alaska. A Coast Guard spokesman says three bodies were found inside. The Coast Guard says rescuers were searching the plane's last known location by helicopter when they spotted the wreckage. The Department of Public Safety in Alaska says the single-engine turboprop plane was traveling from Unalakleet on Thursday afternoon with nine passengers and a pilot. Officials lost contact with it less than an hour after it took off. Radar forensic data from the U.S. Civil Air Patrol indicates the plane had a rapid loss of elevation and speed. I'm Mike Hempen.
President Trump says Elon Musk is uncovering a lot of government waste.
When you look at USAID, that's a fraud. The whole thing is a fraud. Very little being put to good use. Every single line that I look at in terms of events and transactions is either corrupt or ridiculous.
Also at SRNnews.com, a federal judge says he will temporarily block the Trump administration from placing 2,200 employees of the U.S. Agency for International Development on paid leave. U.S. District Judge Carl Nichols sided with two federal employee associations in agreeing to pause the plans. President Trump administration also using federal prisons to detain some people arrested in its immigration crackdown. The Federal Bureau of Prisons confirming the move yesterday in a statement to the Associated Press. Officials in eastern Tennessee say two people were killed when severe storms and two tornadoes moved through the region. The severe weather passed through the Deer Lodge and Sunbright areas of Morgan County on Thursday night. More stories online at srnnews.com. Pro-lifers are cheering President Trump again.
This time it's for his decision to cut funding to the U.S. Agency for International Development. A lot of that cash was being used by USAID to promote abortion in foreign countries and limit population growth. Troy Newman of Operation Rescue says, quote, for many years, USAID was part of the criminal abortion cartel, promoting the killing of innocent babies in the womb and coercing developing nations to accept abortion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The new Secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs is a pastor. Doug Collins, who the Senate confirmed this week, is a former Air Force chaplain, Iraq War veteran, and member of Congress. Some Democrats voted against him because he is pro-life, saying that they're concerned that he would limit access to abortion and in vitro fertilization for some veterans. The Department of Veteran Affairs manages a more than $350 billion budget. More news at srnnews.com. Correspondent John Scott reports on a possible medical breakthrough.
Three people with a muscle-destroying disease got a little stronger when an implanted device zapped their spinal cord. Researchers report that a spine-stimulating implant already being tested for paralysis might also aid neurodegenerative diseases like spinal muscle atrophy. Researchers implanted electrodes over the lower spinal cord of three adults with SMA in a month-long pilot study. They all stood and walked more easily, although the benefits faded after the implant was removed, prompting a call for longer study. The findings were published in the journal Nature Medicine. John Scott reporting.
OpenAI is scouring the country for sites to build a network of huge data centers to power its artificial intelligence technology, expanding beyond a flagship Texas location and looking across 16 states to accelerate the Stargate project championed by President Trump. News, analysis, headlines, and more at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.